Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorakubo in memory of their father, Mr. Shigeo Sorakubo. Our speaker this morning is Reverend David Nakamoto, retired minister's aide of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Nakamoto.
Good morning and aloha. This morning, I'd like to share two messages. And the first one I'd like to share goes like this. At the entranceway to a minister's home, there is a scroll with Chinese characters on it. The words were written by Ryokan, a well-known Zen monk who lived 300 years ago. The calligraphy is beautiful and the meaning is beautiful as well. In Japanese, the words are Nichi Nichi Koreko Jitsu. It means every day is a good day. As you look more deeply into the meaning of the phrase, it speaks to every day is a good day, but not a good day as compared to a bad day. But all days are good days. There are no bad days. For example, to one who lives in the city and is planning a picnic, rain spoils the day. But to a farmer tending his crops, rain is welcome indeed. To the city person, the day becomes a bad day because his expectations were disappointed. The day itself, however, is not a bad day. The way a person meets the day makes it a bad day or a good day. All days are good days. In essence, we're the ones who make comparisons according to our expectations. So we are the ones who turn some days into bad days. The truth is that things often do not go the way we want it to go. Home life, for example, can be a problem. With husband and wife, there is often more than just disagreement. Given lack of communication, real coldness can develop. As human beings, we have diverse feelings, and misunderstandings easily arise. We make mistakes and problems come up. Real life involves problems. The scroll's teaching is a great reminder for us. It can teach us to seek truth within. It is a reminder to reflect and search for real solutions, knowing that we are responsible as to whether we become depressed or not, and or whether we get angry or not. Could we come to appreciate the thought of, hey, it's a good day, and yet how foolish I am. Why do I complain? Even complaining won't make things better, perhaps make it even worse. To understand that every day is a good day is the essence of enlightenment. Enlightenment is not something apart from an ordinary day. Enlightenment is to live each day as a good day. The second message I like to share goes like this. You have perhaps heard the saying, go with the flow on occasion, especially in times when we tend to struggle with life's many ups and downs. It might be interesting to explore the idea behind this commonly used saying. There was a great religious leader who lived the life of going with the flow. He lived in a way that allowed him to not needlessly worry about life. He lived a life of naturalness, which has to do with the understanding of things within the naturalness of life. In becoming one with nature, one becomes in perfect harmony with nature. It is to live like the blooming of the flowers and the shining of the sun. It is to be truly oneself. As an example, children are cute because they are natural. They do not pretend or show artificiality. To be one with nature is not to worry needlessly and wish things were different from what they are. It is to face reality and live life truthfully. With everyday life, there is, of course, things that must get done, and we need to make plans as well as carry them out. There is, however, only so much we can do. In the end, things must harmonize with nature. To quote-unquote conquer it is considered a mistake, as we can never conquer nature. We can only harmonize with it. This religious leader understood that the life of naturalness goes beyond petty human worries and doubts. Nature takes care of itself. For example, in the medical world, we have made great advances, and we are grateful for its progress, and yet there is a limit as to what doctors and medicine can do. We can only harmonize with nature, as nature itself must cure. All efforts are a supplement to nature and its workings. Shinran Shonin, the Shin Buddhist religious leader we are speaking about, did not worry needlessly about life. He lived in the flow of life, the flow of nature. Life has its own principle of working, which is beyond ourselves. There is just so much we can do with our own power. We just allow the principle in life to work itself. This is a way of explaining it in a simplified way. To Shinran, every day was the best life, for every moment of life flowed from within and being free. His life of naturalness is a life of freedom, a life where there is no need of useless worry, a life where there is complete oneness with the law of nature, not conquering but harmonizing. It is to live without pretending, without superficiality. With no false front, life is at ease. Shinran's life experiences, as shared, can become a great contribution to all. Thank you all for listening today. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Nakamoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org. Here is some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 21st, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Shinran's birthday, Gotan-e service, will be our resident minister, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. The 10th annual Mo'ili'ili Summer Fest and Bondance will be held on Saturday, July 1st from 5 to 10 p.m. at the old Varsity Theater parking lot. Mo'ili'ili Honganji will be operating our food concession, retail, and informational booths. We welcome your donations and help as we gear up for this fun event. Please contact our temple office at 808-949-1659 if you would like to participate or ask for more information. As we close this morning's broadcast of The White Way, we would like to thank our sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorakubo, and our speaker, Reverend Nakamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Irene Nakamoto for former director of the Office of Buddhist Education. Namo Amida Butsu.